This story sounds morbid, but bear with me. It's got a happy ending right now, okay? And I want to know what you guys would do in this situation. A 52-year-old woman named Maya was diagnosed with a terminal illness in March, and she didn't want to go through a slow, painful death. So she decided that ending it was the best option for her. That's got to be tough to think about that and to do that. So about a month ago, she boarded a ferry near Vancouver, and about halfway into the 90-minute trip, she jumped off into the ocean.
Bro.
Her plan was basically to pull a Titanic, just float around until she lost consciousness and froze to death. But luckily...
Jeez.
I know, right?
That's the worst way to kill yourself.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
But she just was so sad and lonely and thought it was over. But somebody saw her jump in and they called it in and they said, hey, look, get her out here. So the Coast Guard did a massive rescue operation. They searched for 5 or 6 hours and eventually they had to give up. They're like, there's no way this woman Maya is going to survive after 5 hours in this cold, frigid water. She's frozen to death, drowned, hypothermia. Like, she's not going to make it.
You'd get so tired.
Yeah,
dog paddling.
I couldn't even dog paddle in a pool for 30 minutes, let alone some ocean that's cold. No way. So as they had all these like rescue buoys out there, like on ropes, and they were bringing them back in, trying to see if maybe it would bump into her or something. She felt it. And she's like, oh my gosh, they're trying to rescue me. Like they care about me. So she grabbed on. They drug her in like a wet fish. They brought her back.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh. That description was funny.
That's just like a fisherman in the big net. They pull her in. Like, we got her. We got her.
I'm glad she survived.
She could barely respond.
Better than one of those dry fishes.
They drug her in like a beach whale. What?
I hate you guys sometimes. You know what? I try to be descriptive. I try to be a storyteller so people listening right now can be like, oh, he's totally painting the picture. I imagine the fish that's wet.
They grabbed onto her like Squidward's tentacle.
Now the kiddos are entertained. Anyways, they get this lady back to the hospital. They're treating her. Her doctors are like, wait a minute. They're running tests and they're like, hold on.
She's an alien?
No. They're like, wait a minute. After running the tests, the doctors realized her initial diagnosis with that terminal illness was wrong.
And my God.
And she wasn't terminally ill. She was in the hospital for about a week recovering, but
dude,
she regressed the whole thing and she's so thankful that she has a second chance at life. But oh my God. Like,
listen, that has me shook.
To each their own. Like if that's, like if you don't want to live, like I... That's my belief. Like, if you want to
miracles can happen. Even if you're diagnosed with a terminal illness, you never know. Anything could happen. God makes miracles.
No, I agree with you, too. But listen, like, you know, like, if she was in that much pain, and I mean, I don't want to die a slow death. I hope whenever my day is, hopefully a long time from now, I hope it's quick. I prefer in my sleep. That'd be great. Definitely not at a meal. That would suck.
And now she dedicated her life to being a cruise ship director?
She is, and a fitness instructor. No.
Wow.
Cruise ship singer.
What songs is she saying? Her name was Lola.
That was messed up, guys.
But isn't that crazy, though? Like, what would you do if somebody told you that? You sound like Alex. You just would try to live as long as you could.
Yeah, I mean,
pray for a miracle.
Yeah, I would be praying for a miracle for sure. I wouldn't just fling myself over the edge of a ship.
MYK, what would you have done?
Oh, we got a stick. They got head transplants. I told you this the other day. Head transplants are coming. So
where are these head transplants?
I want to live forever.
What, you can be like Walt Disney Jr. over here?
Yes, freeze my head.
Freeze your head somewhere? Okay, live the web, girl. What would you have been doing in that situation? Like, what would you want to do?
I would probably, like, travel as much as possible and, like, go to Greece and, like, live the rest of my days in Greece.
Rack up credit card debt. Like, oh,
yeah,
I'll
exactly.
pay this off. Don't
exactly.
you worry. All right, you can let us know what you would do, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. And if you appreciated my description of the situation as it being a wet fish, you can let us know about that too.